We each have within us a remarkable spirit that we can draw upon, a deep spirit of compassion and conscience and understanding, although we lose touch with it. You already carry the lamp of wisdom deep in you. This practice will allow the illumination of that lamp to be known by you and those around you. We admire those who remain cool-headed in difficulties, those who carry the lamp of wisdom beautifully in the world. I have on my refrigerator a picture of that Chinese man coming back with shopping bags in both hands, standing in front of the row of tanks that would have moved against the Chinese citizens, unwilling to let them pass. We see images of nobility and courage like that. But the spirit is not just in him. It is in us when we know how to listen and to touch it. Some years ago, one of the greatest primate biologists, George Shaler, came back from studying gorillas in Africa. George Shaler was the mentor for Diane Fossey, who you may have seen because she was depicted by Sigourney Weaver in the movie Gorillas in the Mist. When George Shaler returned from his field studies in Africa, he made a presentation to a great biological conference and talked about the familial patterns of these great apes, how the young gorillas were related to by their uncles and aunties, what the sibling relationships were, and what was the role of the silverback male, with such detail and such understanding as had never been seen before. One of the professors in the room said, "Dr. Shaler, we biologists have been studying these remarkable creatures for several centuries now and did not know any of this. How did you get such detailed information?" And Professor Shaler answered this way. He said, "It's simple. I didn't carry a gun." Previous generations of biologists had gone into the mountains where the gorillas lived with large elephant guns because they were frightened of these fearsome creatures. Now, if you were a gorilla and some guys came in with elephant guns, how would you feel? But George Shaler, understanding in a different way, entered without any gun. And in doing so, he had to enter slowly and respectfully. And the gorillas could sense his respect and his care. And after a time, because he posed no threat to them, they allowed him to sit in their midst and watch all of the activities of their family and their tribe. When we bring this kind of caring attention to ourselves, as we will in this practice, and to one another, the way through our difficulties will become illuminated. For the solutions that we seek and the place of wisdom that we need to uncover is carried within our own hearts. This meditation is instructive and visionary and useful to repeat many times over the years. Because it is a visualization, you need to understand a few things about visualization. They are actually quite simple. It doesn't mean you have to visualize something fancy. It is simply seeing with the mind's eye. If I ask you about your dinner yesterday, remember what you ate for dinner. Remember where you were. Who else was around you? What was on your plate? Whether you finished everything on your plate before it was taken away. Remember what the light was like. Was it dark in there or bright? All of these memories come easily. In the same way, to visualize is to let the mind's eye see what is quite evident before you. Still, some people find visualization easier than others. As you work with this practice, let your knowing, your intuition, your sense of understanding come in any way that it comes for you, It might be more through pictures. It might be more through an intuitive knowing or a sense that you carry in your body and your heart. You will find your own way to use these practices to connect with your wise heart.